What's up, everybody? I go by the name of Doggy Diamonds. You are now listening to No Filter Podcast. No filter means honesty. If you're afraid of honesty, then this ain't the podcast for you. We gonna be honest today. Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy, Doggy Diamonds. Another episode of Doggy Diamonds No Filter. It's been a while since I've done this. I've been going live in a while. Shout out to everybody in the chat room. I see y'all. I will address y'all, but I want to stay on topic. I want to make this short, sweet. Not going to talk about nobody for a half hour or longer or anything like that. We're not going to draw this out. We're just going to deal with some fallacies really quick. I shouldn't have to do this because it's 2020. The incidents that were being spoken about is from 2012, 2011. So according to my calculations and my arithmetic, that was 8-9 years ago. So I'm confused. I thought it was some new revelations. I thought something new happened. I'm like, damn, I forgot about that. I mean, we done had a black president. We got an orange president. I don't know who's going to be the next president. We done had Ebola, SARS, Zika, all types of coronavirus right now, all types of outbreaks going on. We done lost a lot of good rappers. You know, so much has happened. So I'm confused. So I be forgetting about stuff because it wasn't really no big deal. So shout out to Queens Flip. I'm not mad at Queens Flip for doing an interview. Not mad at him for putting my name in the title. Not mad at all, any of those things, but how you media, who I'm talking about, DJ Deep Freeze, because his name is not, see, that's another thing. Dude don't even know how to brand himself. His name is DJ Deep Freeze, but everybody call you Sub-Zero, so that's a strike against you right there because you're not, well, I ain't got to give the game away, but anyway, DJ Deep Freeze, I ain't got no beef with you. I don't have no problems with you. You call me name, you call me whatever you want. Hey, whatever. When you call me on the phone, I spoke to you, man to man. Nobody was on the phone. I didn't tell the world our conversation. I still won't. But you know what I said to you. We left it right there. I didn't think you was mad. I didn't think we had an issue, a problem. I didn't think 8-9 years later, you would talk about it. Like, that's not even relevant. We're talking about DVDs. Listen, people, we're talking about stuff from a DVD. You know, the thing that you put in. Who watches DVDs anymore? So when you media, which he is, he had a brand called Sub-Zero DVD. I liked his DVDs. I liked a lot of his interviews. I liked a lot of his work. You know, put his work in the game. You media, so you know how to ask the questions. You also know how to answer. If you ask me about something that's water under the bridge, me personally, if it's not affecting me and bothering me 8 years later, 9 years later, I'm gonna be like, yo, that what it was when it was, we passed that on to bigger and better things or whatever the case may be. But I'm like, how is such a vivid story? Like, it just happened. Like, it was, I started like, damn, I'm still thinking I'm 300 pounds. I wasn't on camera then. I was living on my old block that I grew up on. I started looking around like, damn, what am I, Rip Van Winkle or something like that? What was I, in hibernation? Like, Did 8 years really go past? Like, what happened? I'm confused. Fendi and Freeze beef pre-existed before me. I had nothing to do with that. They used to battle for DVD supremacy. I came onto the come up DVD like way when it was the DVD era was almost over. Just so happens that I was on some of the classic DVDs, you know, doing interviews, but they've been running in the same circles because everybody had to distribute their DVD to the same people, pick up from the same people, and mass produce from the same people. So they've been had pre-existing issues. I had nothing to do with that. I didn't film they fight. I was there at a video shoot filming, and they had an altercation, but I was filming for the Come Up DVD. I wouldn't be like, yo, go step to him and I'm going to film it. I never said to him, yo, I ain't putting the footage out. Because first he said he didn't know I was filming. Then he said that he knew I was filming and I promised I wouldn't put the footage out. Now, he has gotten all types of footage of people. Go back and look at his DVDs. He has put out all types of footage on people. Come on, he know how the game go. I didn't sit there and say, yo, Fendi, go at... I didn't even know Fendi was going to be there. Me and Fendi used to just pop up in places because I used to get footage regardless. As y'all know, I always had Forbes DVD. We was doing COD DVD. And then I started filming and doing stuff for the Come Up DVD. So their altercation went on a DVD because I got paid to do a DVD, not their physical fight, just words between them. Nobody won those war words. That's all it was words. Again, when he seen Fendi, he was like, well, I wasn't there. I'm not going to say what he said. Just listen to what he said. But I'm confused. Like, what you mad at me for? I'm a clown and he didn't catch me and all. Why are people always threatening what they going to do to me? And I'm out here. I'm visible. You might see me walking down Jamaica Ave. You might see me walking down Fulton Street. You might see me on a pedal bike on Lenox Avenue in Harlem. I'm everywhere. Never scared. I don't want no beef. I don't want no problems. But why y'all dudes always saying you didn't catch me or you didn't see me? Like I'm not available. Like I'm not out here. The people see me everywhere. I'm everywhere. You might see me in Target tomorrow, Atlantic Center. I'm everywhere. Everywhere. Why y'all always saying what y'all going to do to me or what you would do to me and all that? Yo, why you so mad at me? You stuck. It's 2020, bro. 2020. Listen, if it make you feel good, listen. One time, we had beef with Decepticons. This was like 1990. Yo, they formed on us. One of them snuffed me. Pow. I was mad small then. One of them snuffed me. He knocked me out, but I did hit the ground. I got up and I ran. They was deep. They, we ain't had no wins. So if it make you feel better, I got punched in my face before too. Matter of fact, listen, if it make you feel better, like 3 years ago, 2 or 3 years ago, it was an altercation that I didn't even know. Dudes ran up on me. Boom, a dude swung on me. Yo, it happens. It happens. I'm not going on the internet telling a story of, yo, I got punched in the face. But I just find it peculiar. Oh, another thing. Can't forget this story. This is like a classic story. My older cousin, right? You know, he always was older than me. Could beat me when he was younger. One day I felt strong. I think we was arguing over a pillow or something like that. You know, you live in the same crib, same room. You argue over stupidity. I felt strong. I'm like, yo. I set it on him. Boom, boom, boom. Swung. Had him in the headlock. He bit me. I was like, oh, I wasn't ready for that. So he bit me and I let him go. He rocked me. Yo, I had a black eye. Nose is bleeding. That's what happens. It happens. Sometimes you win. Sometimes you lose. You end up seeing Fendi somewhere. I was nowhere around for that. You set it on them. You caught them, stumbled them. You almost put them too. Then he washed you. What you mad at me for? I wasn't there. How you set it on somebody, lose the fight, and then you mad at everybody else? Yo, it was a fair fight, a one-on-one. There's nothing to be ashamed of. Yo, you lost. You didn't get jumped. Nobody said, come here, it wasn't no ambush. I've gotten ambushed a few times, not knowing what's going on, and people just popped. It is what it is. Stuff happens when you out here in the street, you got a certain mouth, you do certain things, you got a certain persona with yourself, things happen. Sometimes people want to pop on you. Sometimes people be mad. Whatever. What you mad at me for? Why are you saying you didn't catch me and I started all this? I didn't start nothing. It's minding my business. It's 2020. So many things have transpired in my life. You know, like, so much things has happened for the positive. Like, why do I wake up to 2011 and 2012? Why are we talking about that? What are you doing? You didn't do nothing in 8 years. You don't have anything positive to talk to the people about, what you got going on. The DVD game is over. There is no more DVDs. Some of us had transitioned from the DVDs to the internet to different things. I think you tried to have a magazine. I don't know what happened with that. I think you tried to do Sub-Zero World. I don't know what happened with that. I don't even know where you've been for 8 years, but I don't have any malice. Even when people call me names. Listen, people call me a clown all the time. I'm not even, this is the internet. People say stuff all the time. It does not bother me. But when people talk about violence towards me, why? Why we gotta be violent towards one another? The last time you was violent towards somebody, it did not work in your favor. You didn't win that, bro. You lost. You lost. You didn't get jumped. You lost. One-on-one, you lost. It is what it is. You mad at me for? I didn't say Fendi freezes in Cap USA. Matter of fact, when you called me, you was angry because the video went on Forbes DVD and it said Big Fendi knock Freeze out. So you got me on the phone. I'm not going to involve nobody else's name, but you got me on the phone and you was so angry that the video said you got knocked out and you just wanted the title of the video changed. You was like, I didn't get knocked out though. I'm like, okay, you didn't get knocked out. So why the video say I got knocked out? Okay, Freeze, I'll get the title change. You didn't get knocked out. You made a response video. You was rapping. You had some girls around you. We even put that video up to play it fair because Fendi did a video about you that I did the interview. You have a right to rebut. Now, if I was on a side, which I should have been a little bit more leaning towards Fendi because me and him do business, but I'm like, I didn't have nothing to do with what was going on. And I had to tell Fendi it's only fair that he tell his side. If you're going to tell your side, he got to tell his side. It's only fair because I can't just be like one-sided where you tell him what happened. He got to tell what happened. Yo, you were so concerned with, I didn't get knocked out, but I didn't get knocked out. I didn't get knocked out. Okay, you didn't get knocked out, but you did lose though. And you mad at me because you had a fight with somebody else and the world said, I didn't film that. I think flip phones was out at the time. I didn't film that. The footage was out there. And I always find it funny that because of how I carry myself, other websites used to put up all types of stuff on people. They was never mad at them. They used to always get mad at me. Soon as something go on ForbesDVD.com, everybody's mad at me. Yo, you supposed to be real. You supposed to be street. I'm like, yo, but everybody, it's a video that's all over the internet. Like, I'm not allowed to have anything on my site because I'm supposed to be a certain way. While it's viral. What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? It's all over. It's not my video. I didn't film it. Even the altercation that I did film initially with him and Fendi having words, that didn't even go all over the internet. They had pre-existing issues. I heard initially it was over some chick talking. I don't know. I don't know what it was about. Fendi has never said to me, yo, I don't like Freeze, this, that. He's never said that to me. I don't know. I'm confused. I don't know what none of this is even about. But all I'm saying is that I have no problems with nobody. I don't have beef with anybody. I damn sure ain't trying to go to jail for no stupidity for something that happened in 2011, 2012. I don't even be doing this. I don't even be responding. I don't even be talking about stuff that people say about me because I really don't care. And it's not even that I care now, but I was looking at it and I was like, damn, me, being a human, I started feeling sorry for him because I'm like, damn, he didn't do nothing in like 8-9 years with his life. He doesn't even realize what's going on. Like, he's really thinking it's a long time ago. He's still, what you gonna do, put out a DVD or something? I'm confused. You doing this for a DVD? I don't even know what's going on. I don't even know what this is about, but I just tell everybody, man, leave me alone. I don't keep dudes' name in my mouth. I don't get on here every day and sit before people and talk about people. That's what other people do on their platform. I don't even do that. I interview people. I let people speak. They speak. I let people who are got something going on or people who have been blackballed or, you know, not treated right. I give people the voice. That's what I've been doing. This is not new. He know that. Listen, and I do want to shout him out because Doggy Dom is the interview king. You know where that name come from? Doggy Dom is mine. I made that up. But the interview king come from Freeze. Freeze used to always see me and say, yo, your interviews is dope, man. Yo, you do the best interviews. So I always thought me and him was cool. Yo, you do the best interviews. I didn't have no issue with him. But when it come to footage and filming, stuff happens sometime and we film stuff. It is what it is. If I had known now that you would have been traumatized 8 years later, well, I ain't had nothing to do with the fight, but if the initial footage traumatized you for 8 years, 9 years, yo, I'm my bad, man. Like, my bad. It wasn't even that serious. Y'all had a little altercation about who's the best DVD. It's on one of them come-ups. It wasn't even no fight. It wasn't even none of that. But if it traumatized you for that long where you have to talk about it for a half hour, my bad. But don't lie. Don't lie and say, and I told you don't put, because people always saying that what they told me, what I better not do and all that. Stop that. Cut it out. I'm not afraid of anyone. I'm not scared of nobody. Nobody can make me do anything that I don't want to do. Sometimes I contemplate stuff and I say, you know what? It ain't even worth the hassle because I be drama free. I be avoiding stuff. I be avoiding as much as I could. When it come to me, I always say, yo, you know what? That ain't even worth. It ain't even worth it for me. Got too much to lose. Too much to go on. Too much going on. I see a lot of guys that's up there in age and they're frustrated. Maybe that their life didn't go the way they wanted to, or they don't know where their next dollar's coming from, or certain things that they want to do ain't working for them. Yo, it's not my fault. I ain't put you on child support. I didn't take your record deal away. I didn't send you to prison. I didn't do none of those things. I didn't do that. Why are you mad at me? Are you mad at me or you mad at you and you looking for somebody to blame? Don't blame me. I do me. I do my thing. So that's that. Leave me alone. I do not have any beef with him. People, please stop sending me the video. I hope he finds the healing that he needs. I hope he moves on. I'm not looking for him. Hopefully he's not looking for me. Hopefully I can see him and say, yo, Freeze, what's up? You know what I'm saying? Hopefully everything is on that type of time. I don't have no beef with, I have no beef with no one. No one. Again, we had a conversation between me and him. It ended how it ended. He said something to me. He spoke. He aired his grievances on the title of the video. I think the title was changed. And then when the conversation went a little certain way, I said what I said to him. It's none of nobody's business. So him saying, and he said this to me, I'm like, damn, like, why you put that out there for the world? Like, why you saying what I said to the world to you in private? You know, why you saying that? Like, it was a private conversation. Like, I don't show private texts to people. I have many private texts from people. I don't make posts of my private texts or take people conversations. I don't do things like that. Whatever me and you talk about as a man, good, bad, and different, that's between me and you. Because then it's just like, yo, you just sitting here lying on me. Yo, he said this, he said that. Like, yo, I didn't. No, I didn't. You know what I'm saying? Like, I whatever. But that's it. I got work to do. I've been chilling, living life. Yeah, I really been living my life. Chilling, You know what I'm saying? I got a lot of work to do. I got footage and interviews that I got to get back to. But I've been chilling, man. Just really taking time off, reflecting, just living life. Sometimes you have to go outside of this virtual world. Because when you get sucked into this virtual world, you start believing some of the things you see and hear is real. You got to remember, most of this stuff is an illusion. I do not live my life as an illusion. I live in reality. So I go outside, I smell the air, I smell the dirty New York air. I ain't getting on the subway for a while, this coronavirus thing, you know. I ain't scared of it, but you know, people scared. I see people walk around with masks and stuff like that. It's just a lot going on. But you know, I live life. I really live life. Oh, psst. My born day was, you know, not too long ago. I be enjoying life, you know. Go to the gym, eat well, you know, just living life. I don't want no beef with nobody. I'm not even, hopefully he's not even offended by this. I'm just telling the truth. You know what I'm saying? The truth is the truth. If y'all know me, as long as y'all know me, y'all know I never got before people and lied. I've been lied on plenty of times. And I just be like, damn, why ain't lying? Don't lie. Tell the truth. You could tell your truth. Don't lie. But with that, I'm out of here. I do have a few things that I do want to shout out really quick. Hold on. My P.O. box, as you know, is 315 Flatbush Avenue, Brooklyn, New York. 11217. So shout out to, I apologize. I don't remember who sent me these hats, but they sent me this Brooklyn Nets. They sent me a Yankee. You know what I'm saying? He sent me a Yankee snapback. They sent me his New Era too. It's official. Basquiat, a little thing at the top. And they sent me a Knick hat. At this time, it's kind of crazy. They sent me a Knick, but I do like these colors. These colors pop. And shout out to Don't Hide the Plug. They sent me some hats too. Don't Hide the Plug. Let me take these out. I just picked these up from my P.O. box. Sorry for the plastic, but they sent me some hats too. This is from Don't Hide the Plug. They're Don't Hide the Plug on Instagram. They sent me some hats. You know what I'm saying? You know I like these colors, the gray and the red. And they sent me this. So Don't Hide the Plug, nationality, hip hop. You know what I'm saying? That's fly. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to them for sending me the hats. If you want to send me anything, you know, the P.O. box is available. Doggy Diamonds, you see it at Doggy Diamonds on everything. If you want to get your banner on my live streams, which I don't go live too much, I apologize sometimes. I just don't go live. You know, the way these live streams be now, man, I don't want to be getting caught up in the funk of what everybody else is doing. So sometimes I fall back. I apologize to the people who missed me going live or who liked me going live. Y'all know I was going live in 2015. Look on this channel. But the way things go and the way they did this, man, I'd be like, nah, I ain't doing that. But I do have a something for unsigned, signed people who need promotion. As you can see on the screen right there, $50. I promote anything you want in my YouTube community. You know, YouTube community is basically like a Facebook wall for YouTube. So you can promote what you want and you get a click through. So if you got a video, you got a song, you got a book, whatever you want promoted, $50 to the Cash App. I promote it in my YouTube community. This is for, you know, people who just need promotion. I get promotion. I pay for promotion. You know, it's nothing wrong with paying for promotion. It's not payola. It's not none of those things. It's promotion. Everybody needs promotion. So, again, I don't want to spend all your time, you listening to me, talking about another man. But I just had to clear the air. Again, I don't have no beef, no problems with nobody. I'm in a good space in life. Shout out to the Gangsta Chronicles show. Shout out to Crazy Bones. Shout out to Smoke A Lot Radio, Yuck Mouth. Digital Soapbox Network is the network with podcasts on there. I got a new deal, new situation. I don't want to put it out there yet, but I got a new deal, new situation. Just signed some new shows. About to roll out some new shows. Sign some new shows to the network. Follow me on social media. You know, if you want to join the Patreon, you could. If you want to donate, you could. I got merch. shop.doggydiamondstv.com is some merch. Under this video, I also have a Teespring with no filter shirts. If you want to cop a shirt, you could do that. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast. It's on iTunes, Himalaya, Spotify. It's on all streaming platforms. So shout out to everybody who's been showing support, love throughout the time. Again, I apologize for my absence, but I be taking breaks sometimes. I be chilling. You know what I'm saying? Because this stuff could get a little overwhelming. So with that, I'm Doggy Diamonds. Doggy Diamonds, no filter. Shout out to Queens Flip. Y'all know I even did Queens Flip show before, you know, he got his new rush and his new, you know, wave. You know what I'm saying? So I don't have no issues with Queens Flip. He do what he do. I never get mad at the interviewer. You know what I'm saying? I never get mad at the interviewer. I would be a hypocrite to get mad at any interviewer. I never get mad at any interviewer. It just is what it is. I'm in the same business. You know, people are still mad at me behind interviews that I've done. I know what it is. I never get mad at the interviewer. And, you know, it is what it is. But I'm Doggy Diamonds. I'm out of here. Holla at y'all later on. Peace.
All right, all right. I got to get the fuck out of here. Thank you for listening to Doggy Diamonds No Filter Podcast. If you like this podcast, make sure you share this. Spread the word. Talk about it. Argue with me. I don't give a fuck what you do. Leave a comment. This is Doggy Diamonds. I'm out of here. See you on the next podcast. Peace. Doggy Diamonds did this.